I want to finish up today the sugya of bioscience because we're dealing with the difficult Ramah in Siv Gimel. But the Ramah said that if a person wants to eat Bisar Oaf with Chalav Shkedim, which is, we explained, is not milk at all, it's in some way similar to milk, but like the place he presented very clearly, it's really juice. But we call it milk, and in those days they called it also Chalav Shkedim. So the Ramah says, if you're having Bisar Oaf and Chalav Shkedim, it's 100% mutter. You don't have to worry about anything. You don't have to have any kind of hecker, nothing, no marasayan, nothing. You can do it. If it's Bisar Behema, the Ramah writes, if you're dealing with the regular meat, because Bisar Oaf and regular Chalav wouldn't be a problem anyway. So with Chalav Shkedim, you do whatever you want. But Bisar Behema, which in regular Chalav is, of course, also the Raisa. So then there are more rights that for there you can have it with Chalav Shkedim, you can have Bisar Behema with Chalav Shkedim, but you have to have some kind of a hecker to eliminate the Marasayan problem. And the implication of that Ramah is, and that's what the Shach is bothered by, the implication of that Ramah is that we don't say Marasayan, we're dealing only with Darbonon. And the Shach documented several places we saw yesterday where it seems we do say Marasai, even when the concern is Rabbanah, like Mecha Chomemka, we had the story with the cowbell, actually it was a donkey bell, but same idea, that the concern was if the animal will go out wearing this bell on Shabbos, people think that it's coming to market, they're selling product, so Mecha Chomemka itself is only a Rabbanah on Shabbos. It's a Xera, you might, like the Gemara says in Beitza, Gemara gave, if you remember, Rashi gave two reasons. One is a Dabar Dabar from the Pasuk and Navi, but the Rambam only quoted the other reason, that it's a Xera Shem Yichtov. Right, when you make a transaction, all these transactions are also in Shabbos Yom Tov, because you may write a bill of sale or a contract, write up the deal and so on and so forth, or tell you print out a receipt, whatever it is. So that's only the Rabbanan. There is my sign over there. That's what the concern that the Shach raised, and have other objections from other sources. So the question was, what is Akhid Shita Ramon? So we said at the end, or towards the end, we said the Pisrei Tshuva gives an interesting suggestion, a creative suggestion. He says that the Ramon is only makel if it's in private. That is, if a person is by himself, then you can have it. And that's why the Maharshal, who disagreed, the Maharshal said that you do need a hecker, even for Bisar Oaf and Chalav. He talks that this was the practice of Purim. In his community on Purim, they used to have, I guess, for shtick purposes, they used to have chicken with the, you know, that was one of the dishes they served to the Purim Suda. So they would have chicken with Bisar Oaf with Chalav, Chalav Shkedim, of course. And he said, you do have to have some kind of a hecker. That's what the Tana of the Maharshal was. And obviously he was concerned, even though Bisar Oaf B'chol itself is only Darbonon, he was worried about it. The Shach think that's correct. And the Pisrei Tshuva said, no, in the case of Purim, the case where it's public, Ramo also would agree. Ramo was only talking about it. He was medayik a little bit in the words of Ramo. That's what the person is in private. The person is in private. When it comes to Doraisa, it doesn't matter, private or public. Because that's when we say kol mokum shir, every time the chacham asked something because Mar science after the chadur hador maser. So when it comes to taka real bizarre behema with chalav shkedim, so then it's also whether it's in private or in public. When it's only the rabbanon, the Ramo agrees with this Mar science. There's no chadur hadorim. And the case that he's talking about, it's chadur hadorim. The person was eating in his own kitchen, his own table. There was nobody there to see. And that was the Pisrei Tshuva suggestion. The problem was that ikar chosam asefa. The Ramo doesn't. We would expect it. The Ramo would say that they was talking only in private. But okay, that's the suggestion of Pisrei Tshuva. Most assume there's a discussion in general that whether there is Marasayim by Drabonon. I mentioned some sources yesterday, and some of the last one, Simon Shin Aleph, in the Shulchan Aruch, Archaim, in the Shabbos, Simon Shin Aleph, Simon Kuf Samachay, that was the last of the source we saw yesterday, 41. The Mishabura says, the Tosas and the Rosh, we saw those who showed him yesterday, says that might be a difference in this Darais and this Darabonim. Okay, that they weren't so machron as the Darabonim. So one could argue that according to what the Pisrei Tshuva is saying, Ramah is makel b'Bisar Oaf dafka b'tzina, like those Rishonim seem to say, right? We saw yesterday, right? We saw the Rosh and the Tosos the Rosh and Tosos in Shabbos. Okay, the Rosh actually Tosos in two places. More cotton, remember, Tosos assumed that Malacha and Chalamot is only Darbonim. We saw yesterday, yeah. Malacha and Chalamot is only Darbonim according to Tosos, and therefore they allow certain things, b'tzina, banging and nails, and so on for a coffin, b'tzina. More caught in that ches, and they had the other Tosas and Ksuvas Daf Samach, where Tosas says based on the Gemara there, if your drain pipe gets clogged up, so you can kilach hayad, and there are bottom way, you can kick it. It was not the normal way of getting the leaves or the grass or the junk out of the drain pipe. So there, it's a mutar b'tzinim, but that's only because it's a drabonim to begin. Okay, so that's, we see such a killing. So maybe that's what the Ramo holds as well. So I just want to show you today, our Soloveitchik got a different approach, which the way I saw it doesn't fully punch everything out, but basically means we have to look at the two different ways to look at Marisayan and maybe Mechalak and Marisayan and Chashoda, okay, based on what the mucker is for this. How do we know there's such a concept of Marisayan altogether? Where does it come from? So actually, Rav said that there are two different possible sources. They're both right, and sometimes it's one and sometimes the other. It's difficult for me to be Magdir when we apply which. But first, we have the Pasuk in, we're up to now, source 42. Pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim, right? Right, we all know we are Zimakach and Hashem. This is Lifnei Iver. All right, Israel Lifnei Iver. And Rashi there in Chumash and Parshas Kedoshim explains, Parakitas Poskid Dalid, Lifnei Iver, Losi Mitchell, Lifnei Asuma B'Dover. When somebody is blind with regards to something, it doesn't mean physically that Iver really means blind, but he's blind with regards to this particular subject. He doesn't know anything about it. Then Lositain Eitz Hashem Ogenesol. Don't advise him. So you know it's not good. He doesn't know the difference. Okay, if I go to a stockbroker, tells me to invest in this stock, I don't know anything about it, so listen to him. Right? He knows it's no good. All right, but you're not allowed to give me some advice. It's no good. Ain't such a no get it. Al Tomar, Mechor Sadcha, Mechacha Chamor. Okay, you figure out how I can work it out with this. I'll tell him to sell his field and to buy this, and then I'll end up getting it. I'll make a deal with somebody else and so on. So you're not allowed to do that. That's lifting either. So it doesn't mean actually, well, in fact, there's some discussion, not for now. But what if actually somebody does put a stumbling block in front of a physically blind person? Would you violate a lift neighbor? It's not so much, you know, because I'll interpret it as not meaning that. So let's say I put a banana peel on the ground in front of a guy who's actually blind. He trips over. Would that be lift neighbor? Okay, but anyway, but the way Rashi understands, it's based on a Gemara. Okay, the famous Gemara Pesachim Chav Beis and Beis, other similar Gemaras. Elsewhere it says, Tanya, Ibn Nasan, Omer 44, Minayim, Shalom, Yoshit Adam Kos Yayin Lenozer. Right, do you know this guy's a Nozer? And you'll go, oh, this is some tasty wine. Here, why don't you have a glass of wine? It's really good. This is some of the best wine I've ever tasted. Right, you tempt the Nozer to drink the wine. And you're inspiring him to violate. Or Eben Menachai to Ben Noach. Right, Eben Menachai to Ben Noach. It's funny why they pick those examples. Well, that's what they pick. You can extrapolate it to any other thing. Talmud Lomar, Lif Neighbor, no Sitin Mitchell. That's, you're not allowed to try to inspire somebody to do what's wrong. Okay, to do what's wrong. So that is certainly one category of what we call Marisayan. Because what's Marisayan? What you do is going to inspire or encourage somebody to do something that's not allowed. Like your action is going to be interpreted as in some way by the onlooker, and he's going to think that something which is also is actually mutter. Okay, that's exactly what we saw in Croesus. Right, and the Gemara increases Dav Chof Alchem Beis is 45. We had it earlier. Amar Rav Dam Dogim Shekin Salaset. Right, if you take Dam Dogim, which is Mutter in Torah, only Dam Behemah Dav Chay Dam opens us in Torah, but Dam Dogim is Mutter in Torah. But you once it's in a glass or in a bowl, you gather it to one place, and it looks like any other Dam. So then it's also and Rashi explains why. 46. Rashi explains why. Shekin Sal Bekli Aser. The Mechlof Bedam Behemah. Someone will confuse it. Can be mixed. Can be mixed up with it, can be confused with Dam Behemoth. Somebody's going to see, oh, I saw Rabbi so and so. He was doing something, must be Mutter. I won't realize it's Dam Dogim. Right? So, therefore, the Gemara says that it's also. All right? So, so clearly, the you know, Lifnei Iver, one type of Lifnei Iver, or one definition of Lifnei Iver, is that somebody will come to think and they'll come to the wrong conclusion about something. You'll see something and you'll misinterpret what's going on. So then it's under the category of Lifnei Iver. Okay, now this might be a passive Lifnei Iver. It's not exactly the same as actually offering a cup of wine to a nozer. We understand that. It's not exactly the same, but the result is going to be the same because clearly the onlooker is going to think, and one could argue that in such a case, the more chashuv or the more prominent or the more apparently religious the person behaving is, the bigger the problem. Like if I see Stama guy doing this, so okay, I don't know who he is, but if I see the rabbi does this, or this person is known to be a tzaddik, or is it known to be a Reish Shemaim, he does it, so I'm going to think it's mutter also. or realize all the facts. Lots of times people see things and they misinterpret, and they come to their wrong conclusion, right? I mean, sometimes one conclusion, you know, there were these stories with different gedolim, you know, people saw, right, you know, about the milk, you know, the story of the Moshe Feinstein, I don't know if the stories are true, but he's once in a bris, and two different brands of Chalav Yisrael milk on the table. So he picked up one, he looked at it, he put it down, and he picked up a different card. Oh, it must be, he thought this was a better Ashkocha than that. I can't take one. Why don't you like that Ashkocha? So the guy said, how come you didn't care for that? I said, no, that cart was empty. He picked up, it was empty. So he picked up that one. Right, you have to know when you see Maisa Rav, you know, what exactly is going on. It's not enough to just say, oh, I saw this. Sometimes you see it and realize that it's a mistake. Rav Shaft always told us in the story with, I remember this also, not the story like this, but Rav Zimar Bracha, when he had Yartzeit. So he had Yartzeit in the beginning of Shvat. After his father, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, so he used to give a big public shiur the night before, the night of here in Lepo Auditorium, you know, big public shiur in Yiddish. And then the next day, he went up on the fourth floor in the first hall. That's where the shiur room was. Now I think it's the PR office thing. We know where all those offices are. On the right side, not the... No, Rav Shechter gave shiur, the Kolo was on the basement, the third floor. The Rav gave shiur on the fourth floor. You can't, they redid the whole floor. If you walk in by the elevators on the fourth floor and first floor, so to the right, sort of to the right, that's where the room was, and whatever. So that's where Rav Shechter gave shiur. And at least in my time, I mean, anyway, he used to sit and learn all day. He would fast on the yard site, and he was sitting, which the Shulchan Aruch seems to indicate. It's supposed to fast on the yard site. Many people today don't fast. They don't have a little tikkun, you know, but they see them have like that, and other reasons. But the Shulchan Aruch speaks about a person takes a nether to fast Yom Shemesh Bo'avim. So from there, we learn that Yom Shemesh Bo'avim, but yard site, you're supposed to fast if you can. Anyway, not even, or unless it's on Shabbos, or it's on Yom Tov, it's on Chanukah, whatever. And they're not on a fast, a different story. Anyway, so we used to give a shiur the whole day, but not even learn Mishnayos the whole day. He took the letters of his father's name. Mem, and I think he would never get through. Moshe's Shmona would never get through. So one year he learned Pergavos, because it starts Moshe Kibbel Torah Messiah. That guy got the whole name. But he learned Mishnayos all day till it was very late in the day. It was the Shvat, so it's the winter time, so it gets dark pretty early. So he moved Daven Mincha at the end. So this I do remember. When the Rav said his son Shmona, so you could hear it. He said it sort of loud, not loud like I'm talking now, but loud enough that people around could hear it. So people heard him. This is what Shechter told us. People heard him said Sim Shalom, and not Shalom Rav by Mincha. So they came with a longish explanation. We say Sim Shalom on the Tanis Tzibur, right? The Brichas Kohanim, and then Sim Shalom on the Tanis Tzibur Mincha. So the person, the guy came to a conclusion. Oh, you see, the Rav held not only by Tanis Tzibur, but even by Tanis Yochid. No one else was facing him. Even Tanis Yochid also says Sim Shalom, which is a logical Lomdashah conclusion. Until Shechter, the Rav said Sim Shalom all the time. Even in Maribi, he said Sim Shalom. Mitzvah Chagroa, they never say Shalom Rav. Right? He said Sim Shalom Mincha, not when he's fasting. He said Sim Shalom Maribi. So again, you have to know when you're quoting Maisa Rav, you have to know what's going on. You know, can't always jump to conclusions. Sometimes they do mistakes. Well, here, it's a worse one. Here, it's a worse kind of mistake. They'll see him eating this food. So they'll think that's Mutar. It's this, you know. So that's the conclusion. That's what Rashi said there on Kriya. Chafalom Meis. Haroa, Omer, Mutar Lechol Dam. That's like a Lifnei Ivir. Now, there's a further question. Tosas in Avodah Zarah, the Chof Beis and Ralev. So the Gemara has an expression that typically Mishul is either. Okay, so the Gemara there was talking something Drabbanan. It was talking Tosus, which Tosus holds Malacha Chalamod is only Drabbanan. That's not our topic now. But he writes, "When Mikan Yesh Lover Raya LaMashapir Shemir Tam the Shayach Lamemer Lif Neiver Ap Midi Les Pisur Al Drabbanan." But let's say I inspire a person not to. I don't give a kos a yayin to another. I encourage a person to violate a Drabbanan, not a Deraisa. Right? Is there a problem with Neiver there? Right? Maybe the favor should only apply to the rice.
Is it a case where the person is unaware that there is a sugar?
Right, he doesn't know. So you tell him to go do this act, which is only in this darbon. So is that lift neighbor? So the Tosa says yes. If you inspire a person to go, he says there's this of neighbor. Now it's unusual, there's a minchas chinuch, which is, I just printed it as a side, in mitzvah reish lamed beis, the mitzvah of neighbor. There's a part of the minchas chinuch called the komets haminchah, which is like his addenda, so to speak. So in the old edition, which you probably never saw, the old edition of minchas chinuch is an extraordinarily difficult work to read at one time. I mean, I got a minchas chinuch of a mitzvah. Huh? Say it again. Everything is Rosh Tevis. That's one problem. Number two, it just it wasn't broken up into paragraphs. My father, who used to, I told you, he taught English here in YU for many decades. So when he would explain to the students what is a run-on sentence, he would tell the yeshiva students, he'd tell them, take a look at the minchas chinuch. Because it would go on for no forget paragraphs, no periods. It was just one long stream of consciousness. He ran from one to the other. And you've seen him in chinuch. You know, I don't want to be married too much, but, and it'll go on for three pages. You know, it was very, very difficult to read the minchas chinuch. You know, this Machon Yerushalayim, the black minchas chinuch that you were all accustomed to, it mamish changed the work. I made a commitment when they started 30 years ago, when they started to publish all these svarim in new editions. So I have a lot of svarim in the house. I can't start buying svarim now because they're nice to read. You know, I can't afford it. I don't have a place for it, you know. But the first time I broke that pledge of minchas chinuch, because mamish is a different work. It's mamish a different work. Okay, it's broken up into paragraphs, and it opens up all the Rosh Tevis, and it tells you where to find things. You know, it tells you exactly what the topic is. It's a different work. Mamish is a different work. Even without the footnotes, even if you get the footnotes, I don't know, those footnotes are not necessarily so unbelievable, but they're okay. But the text itself, it's mamish a different work. And they broke it up, the footnote. You know, in the regular minchas chinuch for mitzvah X, the Sefer Chinuch, and I'll have an Aleph in the Sefer Chinuch, and the Aleph will be all the Ha'oris. Now they break the Ha'oris into different, I think they still print the other one in parentheses, in the brackets they have, but they don't divide it up. It's a mamish a different work. Anyway, the Minchas Chinuch, so the Komets HaMincha, which you know the edition was in the back, I think now they put it in the text with a little parentheses or some mark around that this is the event because it fits in what we're talking about. You had to know to look in the back to figure out I still have it all minchas chinuch. I even have some marks that I made. I got it, you know, my permits a long time ago, and I didn't use it and I got my permits, that's for sure. But until they printed this, I used it when I wanted to and found it very, very difficult to find things, but now it's another brachah, another work. Anyhow, in the Kovetz HaMincha and Mitzvah Reish Lamed Beis, the Mitzvah Lifnei, the minchas chinuch clears that it's a funny thing. You know, I'll inspire you. So what did you do? It's a very Darbanon, right? So what did you do? You violated Darbanon. I'm going to get Lifnei Deraisa. That's the Minchas Chinuch clear. Can the person who inspires, can Reuven who inspires Shimon do Avera have a worse violation than Shimon ends up doing? That's Lifnei Iver. Right? It's counterintuitive from one perspective. Right? I mean, what you did, what Shimon did was you violated Darbanon. So I'm going to be over Lifnei Iver Doraisa for telling him to do something like that. Well, that's what he discusses. Right? It's the Pakti, huh? The Tosa says like that. Tosa says. Well, he doesn't say Doraisa. He just says, you're over Lifnei Iver. That's the Gemara. But, yeah.
I heard there's a
sheet
of Nesivis that if you're violating Darbanon and Shogig, then there's no violation.
That's correct. The Nesivis says that. That's something else because no, they can't. They can only create this on a person as opposed to Nesichef. So let me come back to that point. End of the year.
I think part of it might also be, I want his quote or something.
Yeah, part
of it doesn't like, the whole point is that you're not worried.
Right. That's part of it. Right. But here, the guy, but you, I inspire. So the Minchas Chinuch, as he says, in 48, Mr. Pati, Imocher lo davar asa lo midrabanan. Imover alifnei deraisa. Lo machshel lo afilu ein. So Odilma came to me in a Torah, it's mutter, rach midrabanan, sir, lo midrabanan. And then he quotes that Tosis Achazah, like you just said. He quotes this Tosis. Tosis says apparently Afbi Starbana over left name is the Raisa. Okay, and he quotes other sources and so on. And he talks to the Sugya about some of the things we saw. And he writes in Tsarachian. At the end, he says, really, he thinks there is Nirek Tsas Midor of the Israel's name who Gamkin Rabban is Starbana. Why? He says, because why should it be any worse to give a guy bad advice outside the realm of mitzvahs? As if I give a guy bad sales advice, or I give him the wrong directions or something like that, So that's not a live neighbor on a derisa level has nothing to do with what the person ended up. The person did something that he shouldn't have done, okay? That he wouldn't have wanted to do. He doesn't want to violate an Isra Drabbana. He doesn't want to violate, he doesn't want to walk the wrong direction. He doesn't want to buy, you know, something with it that's not a good product. And you tell him it's all good, right? So it's no worth. That's what Rashi said in the Chumash, right? Rashi says, So this is no telling to do with Rabbanan is no, it's the same as giving Eitz Hashena Hogenes. It's something he doesn't want, it's something he wouldn't want to do if he knew better. Right? So anyway, that's the Minchas Chinuch. Be that as it may, and you're open a Torah in such a case. So he talks about it, you know, that's the Minchas Chinuch. Anyway, what the Rav suggested was that according to the Maharshal, again, who does require hecker, even if it's a situation of a drabbanon, a marasayin drabbanon, and the shach seems to agree. The marshal's right. The problem with Ramon. Okay, they hold that that's exactly what's going on here. This is a marasayin. Okay, marasayin is going to lead somebody to think that something which is usher is takamutter. So if we're concerned, the bsar oaf, when he's dipping it into this milk, or it's together with this milk. Even though it's chalav shkedim, but the onlooker is going to think it's real milk. Okay, so then, and he'll think it's absolutely mutter. Even though sof kol sof, the guy who's eating it is only us. Even what's the onlooker going to do now? The onlooker is going to see this rabbi eating on Purim or whatever else, eating chicken with chalav shkedim, and he's going to think, oh, chicken must be mutter with regular milk. He's going to go home tomorrow and have chicken with regular milk. What will he end up violating by so doing? The rabbanon. Right, you know, violating the rabbanon, but still, so violating the rabbanon. But that's marisayin, and therefore you need a hecker. What is right? That's how the rabbi explained it. That's that type of marisayin, leading a person or misleading a person or tricking him or inspiring him to do something that he shouldn't be doing. Right. So therefore, it's marisayin. The guy's going to go home. He's going to have chicken with regular milk. Didn't realize what the rabbi was eating was. I don't have to be a rabbi, obviously. What the other person was eating, it was chalav shkedim. On the other hand, the Rav pointed out there was a different mocker for marasayin as well, an additional mocker. That's the pasuk of Parshas Matos. You know the story, right? The Bnei Gad, Bnei Reuven came before Moshe Rabbeinu, and they said they were now at that point on the eastern bank of the Jordan, in what's today the country of Jordan, right? They hadn't crossed the river yet. They weren't in Eretz Yisrael proper. They're in the land of Sichon. Oh, we all know, right? The Bnei Gad, Bnei Reuven said, this is very fertile land over here, and we have a lot of cattle. So they wanted to stay over there. Right, and Moshe Rabbeinu first got very angry at them. He said, "Oh, it's the story of the Meraglim repeating itself. We just survived the 40 years. We're about to go into that show. Don't you come up now, and mess everything up? You know, I think the pasuk has the expression koas so vosechem. It's exactly what your parents did, and by the Meraglim. Don't you're gonna drive everyone. You know, they're gonna ruin the whole country and so on." Then they said, "No, we'll come in, we'll fight." You all know the story, right? So Moshe made it tonight, the famous tonight, when they go to my Reuben, if you come in and you'll fight, so on and so forth, then you can go back and live over here. Okay. Anyway, the expression is in Parakal Base, Pasakal Base 49, but Nichbisha or Tifna Hashem, once the land has been conquered, right? Achar Toshuhu, then you can go back to this side of the river. Beisem Nikiyem Hashem Yisrael. You have to be clean, so to speak, in the eyes of Hashem and the Jewish people. And then everything will work out. That's the famous Yisem Nikim. What does it mean? We can't say, because the Pasuk says, Yisem Nikim Hashem Umi Yisrael. Other people have to see that you did what you're supposed to do also. It's not enough to Hashem. And we say sometimes in English, God is my witness, right? The people say, God knows what I'm saying is right. God is my witness. It's not enough. People have to see it also. And based on that, we have a din, the Mishnah Shkolim, our Gimel Mishnah Beis 50. The Mishnah Shkolim says that, by the Machzah Shekel, right, when you have Karbonis in the Beis HaMikdash, obviously, if I'm obligated to bring a Karbon myself, let's say I did an Avera that requires a Chatos, the Shogi, so I come and I bring a Chatos, who pays for it? Me. I gotta pay for it myself. Or if I have a carbon shlomo or a carbon toda, whatever, that's a private carbon. A person has to pay for the carbon himself. But the daily carbonus, who paid for that? There wasn't, not everybody came to the Yerushalayim every day and brought a carbon Talmud Shoshachar and Talmud Shoben Arbaim. One Talmud Shoben Shoshachar, one Talmud Shoben Arbaim, one Musaf on Shabbos, and so on. It was brought on behalf of the whole Jewish people. So how did the whole Jewish people have a chilek? Because it came from community funds. And how did they get the community funds? Matzah Shekel. Matzah Shekel was collected every other. The Beis Hamikdash, the new fiscal year began with Nisan. Rosh Chodesh Nisan was the beginning of the new fiscal year. So a month before, they would announce they would get Matzah Shekels in because the new Karbonis cycle for the new fiscal year in the Beis Hamikdash begins with Chodesh Nisan. That's why we read Parsha Shkolim on Shabbos of Chodesh Adar. Or Chodesh Adar is land on Shabbos, the Shabbos before Chodesh Adar, right? That's because that was the time when they made this announcement. They would have all these coins, and there'd be a lishka, there'd be a room, an office, chambers in the Beis Hamikdash where these coins were stored. And then the gizmo, the treasure, would go in from time to time when they need to purchase more animals for the karbonos. He would go and take coins out and so on. So the Mishnah says, it's called a gimel, Mishnah Beis. Ain hatorim nifnas lo bepargot chopos lo minov lo basanov lo tunov lo kamei shema. You're not allowed to walk in with any type of clothes that have cuffs or folds. That's what the Bartanur explains. The long, he says, kishamal the Bartanur there in that mission shkolah, paragim mission base 51. Kishamal bush oroch bechoflen osam lomata. The pants, the uniform is long, so you fold over the bottom to get it to fit. Right, we call that cuffs. Right, what's the problem? What's the problem with that? Because you're not allowed to have any place where you could skim a few coins off the top and hide them in your cuff of your pants, right? You're going in there, all these coins in the room. So he needs to take out 50 coins. He takes a couple on the slide, slips them into his pocket. There's no pockets, no cuffs, no folds, nothing. Why? Shema ye'oni, the yomer v'oloshka ha'oni, because people will see if this guy, this coin, this person's in charge of the office, over there, the treasurer, if he ends up becoming poverty stricken, you know how people will be. People will say, hey, you know what happened? Because Baruch Hu punished him because he was stealing money. Chas v'shalom, he didn't steal a thing. But people are going to say it. People are going to say, you know why he became poor? Because Baruch Hu punished him for skimming, you know, some of the coins and then sneaking them out of the Beis HaMikdash himself, out of the treasury room himself. Or the opposite, that's what people are, right? Oh, Shema Yashir, or suddenly this guy will become wealthy, and we'll say, oh, the only mature Salish guy, he got rich because, he wasn't so rich before. Ever since he started working in the room with all the coins, he suddenly became rich. Think that's a coincidence? I think not. Right, there must be some fishing on, right? That's how, unfortunately, that's how people talk, right? That people always assume things about other people, and they talk about other people. So therefore, we don't want to give a Pesach. We don't want to give anybody even an opening to make such an accusation. So the rule is that the clothes he wears can't possibly have any room for any cuffs, any way he can slip out money. Yeah. There's a Mishnah Shkolim, or Gimel, Mishnah Beis. It's a Mishnah, an actual Mishnah. Okay, I'll read it again. Ein atorim nifnas lo bepargot chofes, lo minov, lo besandov, lo betfilin, lo bekimeah, any type of things that have space or folds or pockets or cuffs we can sneak money in. Okay, Shema Ye'oni V'yomru Me'avod Alishkaheni, O Shema Ye'ashir, V'yomru Chumas Alishkaheshir. Whatever ends up happening, then people accuse him. Unfortunately, that's where people are, right? People speak less about other people, and they'll start talking, start whispering. The guy became rich. Oh, isn't that a coincidence? He became rich as soon as he got the job, you know, as a treasurer there. I think something's going on, right? That's how people are, right? I'm saying I have this book here, Purity of Speech on the Table. There was a story of the Chofetz Chaim once that... It's based on this, really. It relates to this. But before I tell this story, it says, the Mishnah continues. Lefisha Adam Tzarech Lod Seitz Yidei Habriyot. Why can't we say, let the people talk? I know I didn't steal anything. Chas v'shalom, I never took an extra penny out of the Lishka of the Beis HaMikdash. We're dealing with the treasure of the Beis HaMikdash. Who would do such a thing, right? Chas v'shalom, the guy never did it. So let them want to talk, whatever, what do I care? No. Lefisha Adam Tzarech Lod Seitz Yidei Habriyot. Kederach Shetzarech Litzot Seitz Yidei Habriyot. Shenemar. This pasuk, we have to. You have to be clean, so to speak, and correct and upright in the eyes of people. Also, so you can't just say, "Well, I know I didn't steal." Because whoever knows I didn't steal anything. Let the people say what they want. No, you're not allowed to even give the possible impression to people as well. And then also quotes another pasuk in Mishlei Paragimel, which we paraphrase in benching. Umtzachein v'seichel tov v'ein elokim v'adam. Right, the Mishnah quotes that pasuk. That's the Mishnah Shkolim, Paragim Mishnah Beis. So that's a different kind of thing. That's a type of thing, okay, where it's a Maris Ayin, so to speak, but it's a Maris Ayin on what? No one's going to be led to do the wrong thing here. What's going to happen here? People are going to suspect bad things about you. That's a different thing than before. It's not going to mislead anybody. Nobody's going to end up doing something wrong as a result of what I did, but it's going to give the impression that I'm not such a good person. That's the concern. I have also Gemara Yuma, Lamed Chesed Aleph, that talks about different families who have different expertise. Yeah.
My
family
would also say that it's right.
I can
also
make the gas pockets. Oh, so it's a lift David for him. Okay, that's a good point. It's a good horror. Lift David for him. Don't let him be tempted to take.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, it's a good horror. It's a good horror. But you know, it's a good point. But that's not what the mission says. Maybe there's some say that also. I don't recall. But the mission says it's okay.
And I think, I guess they have enough faith in the person.
Yeah, I guess, right, but still.
Well, who is the Torah Lishka? Is that one of the Kohanims?
I think so. The Lishka was not in the Beis Hamikdash proper. I remember correctly. The science, I mean, this, I have to check. It was not the Kohen Gadol. The Gizbar, but I think it was in a place where the Kohanim. Only Kohanim could. I'm pretty sure. I have to check. And the Mishnah and Samhita tell you where everything is. I don't remember now. But anyway, the Gemara in Yuma also talks. The Mishnah talks there. The Gemara talks there about different families that were baked the lechem upon him. But also, all of them knew some pasta kibbeh abneim. Okay, and the Gemara quotes the same thing. The people who made the baked the lechem upon him. Okay, they never had bread like that in their house. Because Shaloyom or Ma'aseh Lechem Panim is his own. Oh, they're swiping some Lechem Panim for himself. The Kayim Hashem is in the Kiyim Hashem Umiyisrael. So here, it's the shouldn't be Choshen the person. And it's interesting because the Gemara in Avodah Zarah on Daf Yud Gimel on Yud Beis Amud Aleph is one of the places, many places. We already saw a couple of Ksubas, but elsewhere, where the 53, where the Gemara is one of the places that says. Okay, that same statement of Rav, which we saw is not just Rav, it turns out that Tanoim seemed to hold like that, right? Rav Elazar ben Shimon, we saw yesterday, right? So, that's the one of Rav Elazar based on all the quotes there. And there, Rashi says, and I was going to contrast that, I should remind you again, by Kwesis, but more in Kwesis, on Chaf Aleph, where the Gemara says that Rav says, Dam Dogim is, you know, in a cup is Usher. Rashi said, the mechlof b'dam behem, but haroa omar mutalechol dam. We're concerned that the onlooker will see. This is dam and that's dam. So you won't realize that this is dam dogim. That's why you got to put the kaskasim in there. Fine, or have the kaskasim in there. But otherwise, the concern is haroa omar mutalechol dam. That's Rashi where the increases. Rashi in Avodah Zarah, that's your base. In 54, Rashi says, komokum shosach chamim, which means, komokum shosach chamim dober hamutar. Anything which the Chachamim say that which is fundamentally mutter, but they asru, they asim in Maris Hayim, says Rashi, why? Sharo eyu chosh do b'dvar aveira. Because someone who sees it will be choshish him that he's doing an aveira. So it's two different things. You see, in Krisus, he said, haro omer mutter lechol dam, right? The onlooker, all the onlooker will do, the onlooker will come to a conclusion and will lead him to do an aveira. So that's one type of Maris Hayim. But here Rashi in Avodah Zarah said, the concern is all a different thing, right? Assume that Maris Ayin Shaharo Eu Chosh Do B'Dvar Aveira, right? So then, Afilu B'Chadri Chadar, Asim HaKom Sha'in Al Roh Asur. So in certain circumstances, also even in Chadri Chadar, where there is nobody to watch, but the fundamental nature of the Maris Ayin is what? Shaharo Eu Chosh Do B'Dvar Aveira. You see the chilek? So it's not a steer in Rashi. It's not a steer in one place. The answer is there are two different situations of Maris Ayin. Okay, so if Marisayin is one basis of Marisayin, as we said, is Lifnayiver. Okay, but that's not what it's talking about here. Here it's talking about the Sharoeu Chosh Do B'Dvar Avera. There'll be suspicion that he did an Avera. Okay, not to do with me. I'm not going to do anything wrong. Okay, but people think that I violated something. So there, okay. You could argue as far as what the Rav said, and I have to know, I'm not really sure 100% why. What the Rav said is maybe the machlokas is, and obviously you have to look at each case by itself and figure out which type of marasayin is this. Okay? So when we're talking about, if you're talking about the marasayin, it's going to lead people to make a mistake, you know, it's going to impact others, that type of marasayin. Because then a Hanami, it makes sense to say that it doesn't matter whether the Isser that is going to violate is the Rais or the Rabbanah. He's going to end up doing something he shouldn't do, right? So who cares whether it's the Rais or the Rabbanah? Mistomer, that's what the Shach and the Marshal before him hold. Right? That's why Bsar Ofen Chol Shkin called them need to hacker. Because the concern is that someone else is going to see it Okay, someone else is going to see it and is going to conclude that you can have sorrow for regular milk also. And again, it's only drabbana. What do you mean, only drabbana? We observe the drabbanas too. You don't want to inspire someone to do something that's also drabbana, right? Whereas, perhaps, okay, if it's the other type of marisayin, where the concern is what people are going to think of me, okay, what they're going to think about me, maybe that's only if they're going to think I'm violating a deraisa. That's what I've suggested. And that's what the Ramah holds. If the concern is that someone's going to see, he's not going to be misled, but he's going to think ill of me. Oh, I saw this rabbi. Hey, look what he did. I know that it's also he bought some sorrow from the Cholov. I'm not going to do it. This guy saw him do it. I'm going to think, oh, he's a phony. Okay, he ate sorrow from the Cholov. Won't realize that the Cholov gave him. There, maybe we're only worried about it if the ultimate issue is only the rice. Why? So I didn't see the rabbi explain this, but I thought maybe. You hear the point? You hear the chilek?
The Rav
was I didn't write that on my notes. It's probably in that sefer from Rabbi Cohen, but it didn't explain there. Okay, why? I didn't explain what I thought maybe is because if it's only a drabbana to begin with, so it's in the category. I know it's not exactly the same, but it's sort of like zero. Okay, in other words, you're not allowed to eat. Meat with milk, because that's a Xerah Drabbana. And now, I'm not allowed to eat milk, meat with, I'm allowed to eat chicken with milk, because it's Xerah Drabbana. Okay, Atar B'Sar Behem, good. Now we're saying, I'm not allowed chicken with almond milk either, because somebody might think I'm eating chicken with the regular milk. It's not exactly Xerah, it's a step removed. You follow, because it's only dealing with a drabbana to begin with. And maybe that's why the Rambam said that far we don't have to go. Right? If it's a mamish din amaris, I have to lead somebody to do the wrong thing, then the wrong thing is the wrong thing, whether it's the rice or the drabbana. But if to lead somebody to think ill of me, we're going to tell me don't, you're going to tell me that if that's what's operative here, you're going to tell me don't eat meat, don't eat chicken with sar, chav shkedim, otu. Eating chicken with chalav, regular chalav, which itself is only also, you know, if I'm saying it's like a jump. I think that's how I understood the Rosh. I don't know this right, I have to be honest. I don't know if that's what the Rosh said, but it makes sense to me anyway. Okay, in other words, so again, it'll come out then that if you hold, there's a difference. If you hold, it's a din of marisayin. So then, and din of marisayin, they will go there based on lifnei iver. So then it's nogeh to the rabbanon also. Okay, but if it's a question of a chashad of a choshesh me, okay, then they didn't answer it because it's just too far removed from the ultimate issue. Here, I'm using the term zerig loosely, but it's the same concept. Okay, so that's what I think. So that's a different approach. And apparently, you have to look at each case on its own, each marisayin case on its own, and figure out. Okay, if there were mamish gozer on marisayin, because there was a gzera of marisayin, there was a gzera on marisayin, and that leads me to what I thought, just to take off, because I understood that's the rov. Okay, and the rov's chiddush really is it because there are two different. I heard this on this point from Shachter, but I should really ask him. You could come back and say, you know, basically we said earlier, that Chadrei Chadorim is only a problem in the Lifnei. You know, once something was Usser, Alts Lifnei Iver, then it remains Usser. But if it's only Chashada, then it's only Usser as long as there's Taka Chashada. You know, suspended from the Chadrei Chadorim, there's no one else watching. And that could be, again, that's like the Pesachet Shuah that comes back to that, you know, to the Ramon, but the Ramon doesn't make that distinction. When I say the Ramon is Mekel, but what I think he's saying is more. I think the Ramon is not saying like that Pesachet Shuah. I think he was saying more, okay? And I heard that Shachar maybe wrote it up someplace also. I want to ask you, because it's been here all week, so but I want to ask him just why, because why would, even if you hold that it's Chashodah, so what? Why am I not afraid that people are going to think I'm buying drabbana? I think with the I meant because it's too far removed. It's one step removed, and you could theoretically, as I said, tie this in with that chashoda versus marasayin and the chadre chadarm again. But I want to stay away from that because again, that was the Pesachet Shuah's approach, and We said that the Ramah should have said it. Yeah. Miss Laura, I might even
think that you should be more machmir when it comes to Mar Sinai by your bottle. Because if you just buy the rice, Christmas Day, do your mom and stuff, and say, like, there's no way to buy the rice. If you just buy the rice, okay, that's
true.
But in your bottle, it's like, okay, maybe he's like not giving, you know, the, enough cover to
the bottle. Yeah, it's only today. Yeah, it's hot. Look, you know, and it's all what people want to talk. You know, people want to talk about you and say things. I mean, it's better. You know, the last source I printed will come back in a second, and it says, Pekovitz says, have you done it to call all the cops close? Well, that's all thing. Yeah. How do you ever have any of these problems? It's been done like cops close. You know, the stories I told before, the whole time, you know, you never know exactly the validity of the stories, but told a true story that the Chavetz Chaim was on a train going back to Radin where he lived, and there was another Jew. You know, the story, he saw him on a train. He didn't recognize who it was. Older man, the rabbi. And he asked him, "Where are you from?" And the Chavetz Chaim said, "I'm from Radin." "Oh, you know the story? Oh, do you know the great Gaon at Tzadik, the Posek Ador, the pious Chavetz Chaim?" After that buildup, Peter would say, "Yeah, that's me." He said, "Yeah, not it, yeah, no." So the guy said, "Tell me, is he really such a Talmud Chacham? He says such a." And the Chacham said, "Nah, you know, yeah, it's kind of like." And he's really such a tzaddik. "No, he's not such a tzaddik." Anyway, the way he answered, this guy got offended. It was Tovei and Elbon of the Chacham. He said, "You live in Radin, you buy such a Adam Kodin, you belittle him like that? You don't talk to him? You don't think he's so great? What kind of a yid are you?" And so, okay. Well, so I was quiet.
Huh?
I know, that's a different, but today is a different in fact, it's interesting. I give a shiur on Thursday night, so I'm talking tonight about the scooting guests. It's true, it's about, you have to, it seems to me, nobody does it, for the most part. I think people
are not.
People are not, but many Rishamayim are not. Not a new thing. The Aruch Shulchan says it's doable. And because the Gemara has, it depends who it is. It's the Alam, it's outside, it's Parsa, if it's a Talmud, all kinds of different rules, you know, which we don't seem to follow. Anyway, but so some say it's different when they're going on a train, because probably the person shouldn't get lost, but he's going on a train or somewhere. Anyway, I don't know. But it wasn't Chassidus Yerevan, it was Chofetz Chaim. Oh, yeah. All right, whatever. So the when he came back to the yeshiva, when he came to Radin, they came to. Train station. They got off the train run, so I went to the mincha and they were in the base major. And of course, Chosheim went to the front. And this Jew realized, oh, that's him. It felt so stupid and embarrassed. You know, we realized that's the Chosheim. They showed up and stood up when he came to the room, and he went to the front. And they realized that is the Chosheim. So, so afterwards, they came and apologized. He said, "I'm so sorry. You taught me an important lesson." He said, "I wrote all these songs on Chavetz Chaim. I left out one chapter." He said, "Now I talk about Lashon Hara about this one. Now I talk about Lashon Hara about yourself either." Right? And the story, the P.S., that the Rav, I think I actually heard the Rav say this story over. And he said, "Pierre doesn't think it's a big Kiddush of Chavetz Chaim. There's a din of Chovo Batzmo." Right? And a din of Yisrael Tehim. You see, it's a din, not such an unbelievable story of Chavetz Chaim. Oh, you're not talk about Lashon Hara about yourself. You see, it's a din. Anyway, what I want to suggest a little different, just to finish this up, and we'll end up with the seems halach on mice issues. The Shulchan Aruch and Sif Dalad. Remember, I told you at the beginning that the Ramo brings up the Maris Ayin question at the end of Sif Gimel. In Sif Dalad, look at 55. Sif Dalad, the Shulchan Aruch Mechaber writes, "Also Vashal b'cholav isha mitnei Maris Ayin." Cholav isha is the best one, right? For a woman. So it looks like regular milk. Okay, so then that's Maris Ayin. So that's where the Mechaber brings up Maris Ayin. And the Mechaber that adds, "In nofal tocha tavshul batal bein tzar kshir." But if someone spilled, basically, you know, you had the woman expressed milk, there was a bottle in the fridge or whatever it is, so told one of the kids to get it, and so the kid was walking, and it was upset, there was a leak, and it came out, whatever, however it got into a tavshul, got into a fleshing of tavshul. It's batal bein tzar kshir. Never mind, shishim, nothing. And what kind of thing is that? Ein tzar kshir. Apparently, okay, there's no real isser here. That's what seems to be. There's no real isser. You don't have to worry about bottle and shishim. So there's no real isser. He says maybe maris ayin. Okay, but lemaisa it's not osser. Okay, and there are more adds. When you're lefizeh the kol shekein the osser levashel chatchila b'cholof tmeya, even bishops are b'sar tamach halav tor, v'daf b'sar mem, but oaf to rabbanon ain lachush again. Okay, to cook b'sar oaf, which only to rabbanon in halav tamei, is also okay. Without a simon. So there's a tshuva the Rashbo. I don't want to spend that much time on this, but I printed tshuva the Rashbo chelagimel from Reishon and Zion. Okay, that's where the topic came up. The Rashbo was this: shalta b'sar b'chalav isha mahu. Kevin shalav isha acher shapirish mutar in kain aim zeis haklal. Okay, because technically speaking, it's mutter to drink. I should have said it before. It's mutter to drink chalavisha, not straight out of her breast, but other than for a baby. But once it's been expressed, so theoretically anybody can drink it. It's mutter. Okay. And anybody should be so low, but they're told, but they're so from. Oh, also mishum marasayin. Kemosha chosh b'dam dogin. Svan shem b'kachchatz. That's what Shmuel was is. What's the story of breast milk, which technically is mutter once it's in a separate place? Again, it's been expressed. So he says, okay. That's what he says. And then he talks about different bishul, and he said, there's no isha marasayim. That's what he discusses. And he says, the hefresh gadol yesh bein masha isur mishum zera. Okay, the Rashbo is presenting that's in the middle of the last paragraph. It says hefresh gadol, the last paragraph, third line. Hefresh gadol yesh bein mashi isuro mishum zera bein mashi isur mishum maris ayin ki mashi asuro isuro mishum maris ayin kol sheish bo hekar eno nesar. It's not us at all. Okay. In other words, what does it mean? What's he saying? The gzeir of maris ayin is a different category, so to speak. It's a different animal. It's not an iser. Okay. And therefore, if you have a hecker, it never became also in the first place. It's not a real bona fide iser. Okay. Now there are more in the Dark Emotion. There's a tiny little bit. It's amazing against this point. It's tzarchiyim. Okay. And the Taz by us, since he caught in hay, he says, the dark emotion hishu dirash boil of chalav isha b'tzorachim, the maishnom and chalav tmei, the mutar b'bishu, the maish should be more machar over here. Okay, I mean, but all right, you can read through that. But what I want to get at is suggest the following, that something, and it may be that's the difference between, you know, one type of marasayin and the other, maybe between marasayin and chashava. When you're dealing with something where there is no actual gzera and there's no iser, there's no cheftzah iser, shall we say, in the mix. Okay, there's no cheftzah iser in the mix. So then, you know, you can talk about. Then you can't really talk about marasayin. There's no marasayin. Not that there's automatically no marasayin by the rabbanon. Okay, but there's no marasayin. But when there's absolutely no iser, cheftah shel iser in the mix. Okay, in other words, when there are what? Well, again, see, it goes really the way back to that placing dam. There is a concept of the cheftah shel iser and dam. Okay, there is, huh? No. So, what I'm saying in terms of marasayin, No. Yeah, what I'm saying that's the point. Chol of shkedim. There's never any cheftah shel iser here. Anything. There never is any type of iser here. So therefore, you could argue that there weren't gozer marasayin on that. Not because it's the rabbanon, right? Like the Shach pointed out, you have other cases where there is, you know, some sort of cheftzah shel iser here, right? Chol of shkedim is simply not in the category of something that's usher. So therefore, there weren't gozer marasayin for it. It's a possible way to learn that. I'm not expressing it clearly. I wrote this up a little bit to see. You know, and then I looked at it again. I'm not positive it's correct, but it seems to me that you put everything together with that placing and so on and so forth, that Chalav Shkedim was, but they never asked it al Tzmar HaZayin. That's why, there was order of Tzar Behemo with Chalav Shkedim. Okay, so there is, since it starts with a Doraisa, let's see if I can phrase it the right way. I'm not saying it right. I have to crystallize in my head. This morning. But what I think is going on is that there's a difference between, you know, when not the wrong way, not the chiluk in Maris Lina Chashoda, but when it's, there were only. They would formally be gozer, Maris Ayin, okay, when there is an Issa Doraisa in the mix. So Cholav Behema, Behema meat, Tzar Behema, with regular Cholav, that's a Doraisa. So then there were gozer, a gzer of Maris Ayin, okay, and that applied to Cholav Shkedim. But when there's no Doraisa in the mix at all. There's no Chavtza Shal Issa in the mix at all. Psar Of is not a Chavtza Shal Issa. Psar Of and Chalav is not a Chavtza Shal Issa. It's only the end of Rabbanah. That relates to the Nesivis that you mentioned before, that the Chachamim, that the Rabbanah don't, Rabbanah can tell me as a person on the Gavra, and the Chavtza Gavra. The Rabbanah can make an Issa on the Gavra, but they can't declare this item is a Chavtza Shal Issa. Okay, the Gavra can't do X, Y, and Z. But so it's similar here in a way. I don't know if I'm expressing it right. I think I struggle with it this morning, but I once worked it out, kind of wrote it up, and I was looking at what I wrote, and now I'm not convinced. I don't know. I think that the when you're dealing with Psar Behema, with Cholav, even Cholav, well, first of all, Psar Behema and regular Cholav, that's an Isser Deraisus. There's a Chevtza Shal Isser called Bosom Cholav. Right? So then later they got, goes with Myra Science, something that looks like that. Don't even do something that looks like that. You're dealing with a Doraisa, you're dealing with a Chevtza Shal Issur, Psar Behema in Cholav Stam, regular Stam, this is called Stam, I'm supposed to play song, in regular milk, okay? Psar Behema in regular milk, that's a Chevtza Shal Issur, so they were goes that don't even do something that looks like that. You follow? Don't even, you know, don't even do something that looks like that. What looks like that? Cholav Shkedim. But when there is no, right, there are more holds, when there's no Chevtza Shal Issur in the mix at all, right, Bzar Behem, Bzar Of in Cholav, regular Cholav, there's also not, there's no Chavtza Shal Issur there. So then there, they didn't say, well, don't even do something that looks like that. Again, it's sort of like that Zer the same with the Rav, but it's not exactly the same. It's a twist on Right. That's what I'm suggesting. Now, I don't know. Okay. Not we, no, Rabban, no, maybe not. Well, yeah, but see, that's the thing. The cases that the Shach quotes, okay, you know, with the bell, there it's not so much a din of Chavtza Shal Issur. I'm trying to say that they're all can agree that that's also, even though it's the Rabbanon, the issue is not in the Chavtza Shal Issur, it's on what the person's doing. He's bringing this animal, so there it's on the different types of Rabbanon, that's what we're saying. You know, you have to look at each case. I just instinctively think that the Ramo is telling us that you can't say don't do something that looks like this, okay? When what it looks like is not a Chavtza Shal Issur. And the case with the bringing the animals, that's what you're doing, people, you know, and that's not because of what people are going to think. And this could also impact by the Chadra Chadara, maybe also, okay? But perhaps not. You don't have to go that way. That's what I was thinking. It's interesting to finish this off. It requires further thought. I think I won't formulate it right. I just crystallize, but you can think about it. That's another way I think you can answer the Ramo. That he holds it. No, you don't even need a hecker because they never goes there. They never goes there. Any kind of zera, don't do something that looks like this. When the this is itself not a chavtza shal issur. That's what I'm suggesting. But look at the pre-chadosh. Okay, the pre-chadosh in 859 and our siman pei zayin forgotten zayin. Right, Juli Nira Ikra Kadira Hagora Mola Hokel, Af the Apmash Osar Ashbo, Lavashal Sarah Bakalop Isham, the Mara sign, who chidish. Okay, and he look what he says. She ain't Lanu Ligs or Veles only that 10 Maris Ayan Zua seem the Mashin is Barba Talmud. That's a way out to the other cases. Okay, all the Shach cases, those all cases where the Gemara applied Maris Ayan. Okay, so the Chazal, whatever the reason, they did it. But we don't do it ourselves. That's the thing. Davar Poshim, Hechad Yidma B'Shas, Yidma B'Elon Aloyim, B'Elon L'Chadosh Jerz M'Datena, Achash Anistam HaTalmud. Okay, and therefore he says, Shudaiti L'Hatta L'Chatil L'Vasham Ha'Shamutim L'Din V'Lo Chashil L'Mar Esayim. One thing is, he has respect to the Rosh Bo, who says maybe there's a problem, some Kar Horizokin, and so on. But you hear that? The Prichodit, the important Prichodit. He says, Mar Esayim, especially what we said, there's some inconsistencies here. And the answer is, sometimes the Chazal were Gozen, sometimes they weren't Gozen. We're trying to give Gedarim, but the Prichodit said, well, they weren't. So that's another thing. The Chazon Ish, it's not in the Sheet, the Chazon Ish, it's in the Yerdeis and Kuf Nadal Tzukot. You know, says it's not true. I mean, he says that Masha Gozer Rishonim, they're only goes on the Shorish Ayinian, and they left up the Chacham in every generation to expand it. Okay, so but that's not what the Bechodesh says here. Anyway, enough on that. We'll think about further. And I think what I said makes sense. I'm sorry to crystallize it, but it makes a certain amount of sense. Just to finish up, finish this topic. So I call this Anav Hey Halacha Lamaisa V'Halacha Hayom nowadays. So you know, if you look in the Bar Yeshulchan here in our Siman Pei Zayin, and write down the Sukkot, you can find the other Bar Yeshulchan, right, Five of Cohen, contemporary Talmud. So he says, you know, by all these things, margarine and the part of ice cream, you have to have some kind of a siman. Okay, that's what he seems to say. The Bar Hetiv in Sukkot and Zayin. Okay, talks a difference, maybe the difference between Bishul and Achila, the place he talks about that also. But more important for us in this place in Simpi Zayin, Sim Dalad, in Sukkot and Ches, is the place he says the following. He says, because the question is there are many Marasayim by Bishul per se. No, the only Marasayim we're eating is, were they Choshish by Bishul? He says, quotes Achorim, said by Bishul is no Marasayim, only by Achila. Okay, again, how do you know what's inside the, you know, right, whatever. So but the second half of the preach was more important, the place that was more important to me. He says, he makes a distinction between whether people mix up, whether it's shchiyah or not. And that opens the door to a lot of heterim. Okay, the place he writes, you know, having blood, having a cup of blood, it's not terribly shchiyah. So there, we're talking, worried about, you know, our assignments. Okay, so there were my right. Okay, the dam dogim lichnos bekli ain shchiyah. Okay, but other things, and he says in kain bechol of shkedim, the kain of the shchiyah levashon bechol of shkedim the shchiyah. And maybe, by the way, that's obviously subjective, and it may be different from place to place. Yeah, availability of what the minhag makom was. You know, the marshal said only did on Purim. So maybe that's a little shchiach. Maybe in Ramah and the Krakow, they did it all the time. I don't know. I'm just saying that that's going to be somewhat subjective with shchiach. But that's what he writes. He says, list two lines in a place in Sephardim Chaz. In Cain, Bechol of Shkedim, they came to shchiach, Levash of Shkedim, Umutam Lamor, very tasty. Oh, Chosh, Lamar, Sain, Klau. The Mecha Tasin, little bit is all about the location, medium short. It's all the questions. It's nothing wrong. There were never goes there when it was obvious. So that, of course, and by the way, you know, he brings us a riot, the place I got printed here. Okay. The Mishnah, Rabbi Yosef Galili, right? Kuf Yud Gimorah. We saw the Mishnah. Rabbi Yosef Galili says, Naman Sokhan Velam, Savash with the Kalimo, as Shosmash and Vela also Lash Makhalov, Oph Shosmash and Yachli also Lash Makhalov. Isn't Oph also potentially in the Vela? The Pasuk, right, we see many times, it says Lo Sokhan Kol Vela, and then at the end of the Pasuk, it says Lo Savash and Viva Kalevi Mo, the Pasuk Parish Ray, Paragadal. So he makes a Sushal, he compares, and he says, whenever there's a Pasuk in the Vela, so then there's an Isser of Lash Makhalov. So what do you mean? Isn't there by oath? No, by oath, it's not a problem because Chalev Imo is only a species that the mother produces milk, which is obviously not true by poultry. Okay, you know, birds don't produce milk, so therefore it's not a discussion. That's what I said clearly. Okay? As Rashi points out, it's this very same pasuk. It's the same pasuk. All right? So he holds, we could say, it's a kulshin, oeg, wesin, aveli, yesh, vashu, bas, mecholav, except you have Chalev Imo. And the Gemara, Kuf, Tezayin, and Aleph, we said, right, 64. Right, they ate it. that it says Levi Ikra, maybe Levi came to the house of Yosef, the bird trap, Yosef Rishba, and they fed him a peacock and milk, whatever it was, right? And then he didn't complain about it because he said, well, in the town of Yosef, beautiful Bezerra, I'm so sorry, so, worry about it there, all right? So it's interesting, 1 second, you can ask a very simple question. Why isn't chicken, forget chicken in Chol Shkedim, okay? Why isn't chicken in regular milk? Why isn't that a Meir Zion problem, right? That someone's going to think, you can eat meat with according to Rosh Hagili, was Makel, right? According to us, we talk to say this, Gerardabon, he can't have it, but even if he doesn't accept that Xerio, why doesn't he say it's a Meir Zion problem? Right? So obviously, what's the answer? That's the place. Because it was known that no chicken and milk is different than meat and milk. Not town. So that's the idea. When it's shchiach, when it's so common, we're not worried about people mixing up. So the chidor, the machzik bracha here in our siman, in Sukkot and Vav, was a kushtan dina, it's Constantinople, nagulechol orez, shenizbasho mechol of shkedim. Okay? They would have rice, which was cooked with almond milk, okay? And now, by the way, people make rice like with coconut milk. It's very tasty, okay? They give a sweetened flavor to the rice, okay? And Nogla, Nichol, Shulman, and Paris, and McDonald's, they serve it for dessert. Achar, Chilith, Kavlish, Tavshilei, Boshal, Abosar, okay? After Fleishig, a meal, all right? And even though it was cooked with milk, with the Chol Shkedim, and Tavshilei, Boshal, Fleishig, like real flesh, right? And gam nagu lechol ale hagefen ukru bulimbas are stuffed grape leaves. It's fine, still a big, we have stuffed cabbage, but they eat stuffed grape leaves, right? So gef ale grape ukru, okay, is also cabbage, right? Mimulay mibasa im chalav shkeidim. It's milk and it's regular meat, it's not chicken. And he says, Zeminik pasha, we come rabbanim, rabbanim all there, nobody complained, nobody said a word, okay? And he says, because basically, it's the same idea. It's known. He says, since they don't do it, so nikar ma'ot shuchal of shkedim kimadru nikar hatem kol of shayda yosu and achol shkedim shlam. The knowledge that people have is even better than putting a few almonds that the Shulchan Aruch talks about next to it, right? What the Ramah talks about. So that's what he says also. And similarly, Rav Adi Yosef, you can read the tshuva. It's shal suvus yabia omer chelik vav chelik adai simin ches. So he's asked the same question too. This was in Tufshin Lamet, was that 1970, right? He was asked by the Rosh HaMachlakas Machlakas HaKashos, right? The Kashos division. Odos Mashenogu Ko'eis Bekama Batei Malon. This is when it began to become popular. Tufshin Lamet. There were many hotels becoming popular. Lagish L'Orchem Achar Arucha B'Saris after fleshing a meal. Kos Cholam Sinteti. What, huh? Yes, synthetic milk, but it means whatever. It means, non-milk, right? Non-dairy cream, it's synthetic. I don't know what it's made out of, right? She'embo kol tarova, so cholav amiti. It's got absolutely not a mixture of any kind of milk. Elo cholav tzimchoni bilvad. It's from plants, whatever it's from. Okay, from coconuts or from other things. Is it a Marisayan problem? Okay, so Rav Yosef Kedarko quotes all the sheet. If you want to look up this subject, you can read it there. Okay, he says something, he mentioned a couple of things. One thing he says is, it's certainly according to Ramah that we're not even goes on Sar Ope Chalav Shkedim, the Maris Ayin, so certainly here. Okay, it's not going to be worse, right? It's not going to be worse because, it's after the meal and so you're not eating together. And even eating milk, right after meat, we wait 6 hours, blah, blah, blah. We'll talk about that, but that's not really required. It's on Drabbanan, there's no Maris Ayin on that. And he says, drinking the milk, they serve it for dessert. You're not eating the ice cream together with the steak. Okay, you're eating ice cream for dessert. So at that time, the issue is not nikar. Anyway, at the end, he says also that people know about it, and therefore he says at the end, it's not so noticeable. And again, it's also he quotes that machzik bracha that it's not so well known, and therefore the bottom line is it's subjective. Okay, and it depends what people are used to. When Shabbos clocks first came out, all of a sudden the lights were going out. They turned out the lights. It used to be, they tell the Jewish homes on Shabbos because the lights were on. They drove in the neighborhood. Today, people are not, they live on anyway, there used to be electricity was expensive, so people were nervous. You know, when I was a kid, my parents would say, turn off the light, turn off the light. What do you have, shares in the electric company? You know, right? Today, people are less machbidon, more affluent. But Shabbos class, and Jews, why do you have Shabbos class? Because you don't want the lights burning the whole Shabbos. Now, a lot of people don't bother. Including myself, I mean, when I first got married, we had Shabbos class in the room. Anyway, the Shabbos class first came out, there was a question. Is it a question of my son? But now, then, once they became popular, everybody knows that, yeah, they have Shabbos. The same thing with this, you know, what do you call it, Shabbos limp. Which I know some of our I think didn't like it. I didn't think the problem. I didn't see the problem at all. Huh? Yeah, he doesn't like it. I don't want to mention it, but he don't like it. I talked to him about it. I said, why is it different? Yeah, people, until I had a Shabbat, I'm not, you know, when I go to sleep, I go to sleep. I'm not a big meter before I go to sleep. Well, I shouldn't say that. I sit on a couch. I'm learning. I fall asleep there. But I'm told in bed, I'm not a reader before I go to sleep. My wife is. But I used to leave the closet light on and then close the door. So I said, why is it different than closing the closet door? You're just closing it. You know, anyway. I don't see that. But and now, certainly it's known. I just don't see the issue. So, but it is somewhat subjective, just to end. So, but I get that today. That's another issue. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you throw one anyway. It's not really Asian. Right. Although the concern is from outside, we'll see it. I don't like to see it. Okay. Anyway, and I thought to really make light, I didn't see the issue. He had up such a story. Someone else said, oh, nice of that. Okay. Anyway, just to end off, so the mission picker, how do we ever have a whole concern anyway about the Chashoda and so on, the mission picker was Parak Aleph Mishnah Bav Yeshua and Parakit, right? Says, "Say lech Rav, kelech Chaver." By the Don's called on the Kapskos. So that's what the Stechemet. For whatever reason, they haven't put the Stechemet in the Barlan database. I don't know why. The Stechemet, it's like a Peter Stechemet, you know. So in the Klalim section, right? He goes to the Alibis a couple of times. The Klalim section, Marechas Ches, letter Ches, Klal Nun Hey. So how do you ever have chashada? If there's a din, you're supposed to be done over the kapskos. We're afraid they're going to say this. Oh, you see, the mission is gone, right? So he said, no, because you're not supposed to judge somebody badly, but if someone does something peculiar, the var muzar, and it behaves in a strange way, does something that strikes his faint, then you shouldn't wonder why he's doing such a thing. That's what he says. In other words, if somebody's suddenly doing something, if we saw someone having chicken and milk, even though the stomach's coconut milk, right? But 1 second, it does look funny, right? If you came to somebody, you came to my house, and then, you know, drinking coconut milk with chicken, you know, at the table, it looks like a glass of milk, and I'm eating a steak. So that's why it's okay. If there's something strange, then it's a stomach, you judge the cops goes. But if someone does something unusual, then you have the right to be somewhat suspicious. Okay, very good. We'll stop over here. We'll continue next week, on Sunday.
You have it.
All right.